Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Well, today we got the announcement from Congressman Fred Upton. He's announced that he will indeed seek re-election to continue to represent his Southwest Michigan district. Upton has been in office for the 6th District for more than 30 years. It's not so much the announcement that was surprising as how narrowly he maintained control of the seat during the Democratic wave of the 2018 midterm elections. Does Fred Upton face another tough challenge this year? Can Republicans expect to hold on to Michigan's 6th? Here to break it down for us is longtime Republican operative John Selleck, CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Relations. Say, John.
Good afternoon, April.
So Fred Upton got a pretty serious challenge from Democrat Matt Longjohn in 2018. He only held on by, I want to say, a single digit. Does Fred Upton have anything to worry about, or do you see 2018 as more of a fluke?
I don't think he has anything to worry about, but what it does do for him, like it would do for a lot of people who'd been in office for a long time and had won by comfortable margins, every once in a while, like in life, we get a wake-up call. And it reminds us that even though we're doing a good job in Washington, it's hard to have a foot way over in Washington and a foot way over in Michigan, and you get back here and you work your tail off. Now, I've had people ask me today, is it a surprise that he's running for re-election? I'd say no, but was there suspense? Yes. Fred Upton is one of the last, basically, of a long line or a long generation of Michigan congressional members that held a lot of seniority in Washington, even as Michigan was losing seats. You know, we've lost over the last few years, Sandy Levin, Dave Camp, John Dingell, Mike Rogers, Candace Miller. Fred is really kind of the last man standing on that front, but it would appear he's energized and ready to go.
Fred Upton has always been amenable to working across the aisle. Generally, he votes center as a center-right Republican. What is it that makes Southwest Michigan a unique congressional district where he's been able to provide a good fit for constituents?
But you really have to break it apart by county. And there is one county in that district that has moved away from Republicans pretty rapidly over the last few years. It's Kalamazoo County. It's a college county with Western Michigan University there. And it's a place unlike some of the other I-94 corridor communities like Battle Creek right next door where President Trump actually appeared at a rally in December. Kalamazoo has moved away in the state legislature as an example. But that's the driving force there inside that district and what could make it more of a challenge in 2020. You know, Upton in particular he's been careful to call out Trump when he needs to. When Trump said something bad about John Dingell, Upton called for him to apologize. When Trump said something about the squad needing to go back to where they came from, Upton came out and said he was wrong to say that. So he's not a sitting right-wing target like a lot of the Democrats would want to paint him.
So meanwhile, just to the north, Justin Amash is now running as an independent. Folks will remember he left the Republican Party and lost some pretty critical support from the DeVos family. Amash is a rare bird in Washington, D.C. He's one of the most ideologically consistent voices and also a libertarian. How do you think he's going to play with constituents at the ballot box this year? I mean, this is another guy from Western Michigan. Do you think he'll be rewarded for the time that he spent going up against the president?
Well, I think what people have appreciated on that side of the state, that's a state where they don't really like show horses. They like work horses. The culture there, mentality is hardworking, go to church on Sunday, you know, mind your P's and Q's. He kind of stood out from that pack a little bit because he made most of his time in Congress about his ideological purity, like you mentioned earlier, and less about, you know, what things was he accomplishing or getting done to bring home to West Michigan, like congressmen typically are focused on. I think the folks there, because they saw him as an honest broker on what he was talking about, he was earnest about what he was talking about, they kind of gave him a pass for a long time instead of talking about some of the more nitty-gritty issues in the district. I'm not so sure that'll be the case this time. What we have to look at is a long track record of folks voting Republican, voting straight ticket.
John, we have just a few seconds left. Put together, these two districts would seem to be telling us Western Michigan is changing. What do we take away from that?
Where there are big urban centers, people are self-separating. Big urban centers are becoming very, very blue, and more rural areas are becoming more and more red. So in the 3rd congressional district, it's Grand Rapids that is suddenly, you know, from when I was young in politics, it was a very conservative place, and nowadays it's a center for hipsters. And then, like I mentioned earlier, Kalamazoo, another college town, big urban place that is becoming more and more blue. And so those are kind of like anchors around the Republicans who run in those seats. I think they can overcome them, but they certainly have become the focus of Democrat attention.
John Selleck is the CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Relations. John, good talking to you.
Great talking to you too, April. Have a good one.
You too.